want to thank God for today as we bring to you our labors among the IDPs and people with disabilities. For quite some time now, we have had IDPs amongst us, and the IDPs came as a result of the terrorist attacks around in the nation. But apart from the IDPs, apart from the terrorist attacks, the IDPs also come as a result of natural disasters that occur anywhere. But today, we'll be talking also about the people with disabilities, which we have just come into not too long ago. But before I continue, if we are to fulfill the purpose of God, to minister the word of God to every man, so that everyone will hear God and take their decisions for Christ before our Lord and Savior comes, as he has given us the assignment from Matthew 28, verses 19 and 20, which we very much know, we also notice that he also alluded to some things that in Matthew chapter 25, verses 36 and 38, that when I was naked, you clothed me. When I was hungry, you fed me. When I was in prison, you visited me. All these are also areas of our mission work, which we also have to take care of. Now, we are seeing that in our days, there are serious needs, even for people with disabilities. And if we go into statistics, we will find out that people with special needs, according to WHO, they amount to about a billion, which is about 15% of the world population. And these people are actually discriminated against in everywhere, and in their environment, they have no means of quickly accessing the amenities of life. And several times they are around us and we don't know. But before I enter into that, I want to look at the IDPs. Like I said, that the IDPs came as a result of natural disasters and also the terrorist attacks all around. Now, in this country, we've had it for quite some time, and we have had to minister to them at the pace at which we can. They have been separated from their homes, from their natural environments, and they have been put in places where, if you look at it, it is away from several amenities of life, and things like the health, education, and other things are difficult to access by them. And so these people are actually having serious needs. When we've had time to minister to them, we went with certain facilities to be able to reach them. And some of the facilities we went with were the medical issues. We went with medical issues to have the medical missions along with them, and we had time to preach to them. We had time to grant to them the necessary things that could affect and help their lives. We went with certain things also, with clothes and other things that we could get to alleviate their problems. And we also preach the word, as it were. So one of the things we do amongst them is that we preach the word. Those that are saved, we try to work on them, and as much as we can, also introduce to them discipleship. Now, of course, we know that certain times they may not be staying in an environment for too long, And when they are relocating back to the to where they are, we try to link them up with those who would possibly help them. So, but if you look at these people in the IDPs, they have serious problems, and they needed serious work. As a result of this terrorist attack, mostly, we find out that the number of widows have actually increased. In some places, they will kill the men and then leave the women, and sometimes kill the women and leave the children. And as a result of that, we have orphans left behind to be cared for. And in this case, orphanages have increased. And as a result of that, we also have to respond to the orphanages as it were. And of course, the orphans, they have lost their parents, and they are having serious needs of food, clothing, education, and several other things, even medical facilities. And we are finding that orphanages are springing up here and there, and so as to minister to these young ones that obviously have needs. They have lost their parents, and they needed to live, and they needed to be cared of. And sometimes the government will not arise to this aspect. And sometimes also churches may also not be apt to do much in this regard. But we are seeing that they are with us, and we needed to minister to them. If we do not, we'll be leaving certain percentages, certain set of people in our places where we think we have been ministering to others, we leave them unattended to. And the devil, obviously, will pass through all these ones to create problems for the community, for the church as a whole. So we are finding that widows have increased. They needed also to be worked on. Sometimes we also try to see that we rehabilitate the widows and see if we can give them some trades and assist them in one way or the other to be able to meet their basic needs so that they'll be able to take care of themselves and also take care of their children. So we have needs in this regard. And if they are not taken care of, then we discover that the devil has free opportunity to take them in. Many of them will become wayward, and many of them will become instruments in the hands of the enemy. So we have needs in this area, and we are trusting that as the Lord helps us, we will be entering into that. So in responding to the people with special needs, we discover that there are so many of them around, and we do not know. It will be assumed as if they are not there, because we are actually not looking out for them. And because we don't look out for them, we assume they are not there. We see one here, see another there. But we don't know. We don't have the statistics of the people. But today, we are seeing that with the World Health Organization giving us to the whole world about 1 billion, which is 15% of the population. And if we go back to our own nation, we are finding out that from WHO, from our own end, in 2020, the IDPs have about 2 million people. And we are trusting that God will send us help to be able to look into this. And then along with people with special needs, these people with special needs are people who in one way or the other, sometimes they grew up or they came up normal. But along the line, especially now that the economic factors and the physical things are creating problems for us, a number of people are coming up with disabilities, and they needed to be taken care of. And I'm praying that God will grant us help to be able to look into this. From our own experience, we have found out that the people with special needs are categorized into people with hearing impairment, sight impairment, and physical disabilities, leprosy survivors, and albinos. All these are people with special needs. And we're finding out, just like I said before, that the church has little to offer in this area. The church has not looked at it holistically to be able to look at these people that have special needs. So it has become necessary for us so as to be able to fulfill what God is asking us to do. We must pay attention. We must open our eyes to see the people with special needs. And we are finding out that some of these people have some special problems. And because they are not integrated into the society, you find out they are left. Even those who are their family members are fed up with them. And in such cases, they are very, very desperate. They don't have a work. There's no provision for them even to live. And when you are open up to them, they are very, very receptive. We've had time with the people with hearing impairments in Goku, and we have found out that they have special needs, and they relay with them themselves on a particular note, which if you don't know, you don't know that the devil has quietly gone under to recruit these ones. And of course, they are close within themselves. Unless you go out to break into them, you will not be able to get that done. Then the people with sight impairment, the blind, some become blind after some time as a result of certain medical problems. And some of them, and many of them that were blind right from birth, find it difficult to read. They are not literate. And if they have to be able to read even the Bible, then it means they must have training of reading the Braille. And many of them cannot. But we are finding out today that there are certain things that will help us or help them to be able to read, to be informed, and also to read books, to read Bible. And that's where we have the audio Bible and the audio books, which are useful to them. So many of them have needs so that they will be trained. There's a need for training in this respect so that they will be able to read and be able to also follow what is going on. Those with physical disabilities, they are of different categories. And some of them actually will be needing some things to be able to help them to manage with life. Some need wheelchair, and they can't afford it because it's very, very costly. It's very, the cost is high, and they will need help in this area. And some will need walking frames and things like that so as to be able to make life manageable and bearable for them. So we are seeing that God is calling us into this, and where we have had some work among some in one in the area, it has been very, very encouraging, because they felt that these people are coming to identify with us. They are seeing that we have a need, and they are coming to us, and they open up, and we have had very good response from them, and it's very interesting. And it's also helpful for us. We find them coming with testimonies of God ministering to them, God relating with them, and it has helped them in one way or the other to be close to the Lord. So we are seeing that God is calling us into this. But several times they want to fellowship, they can't come because they have needs. Even to be able to get to where fellowships are, It's difficult.
I'm looking at
because
my
you don't have the means, you don't have people to carry them.
I'm looking at my time, sir.
Asking,
I know you are saying that, you to bring somebody.
Spotlight one of our brothers who is has a sight impairment in Lafia, Brahmanase, Abila. I will trust that the Lord God himself will send us help as we are listening to him in Jesus' name.
All right, Brother Manasseh, you are on. Try to be brief as much as you can because of time. You can unmute